Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by my co-host Alessio Rostani from LeadingTrader.com, and by the delightful Nicole Elliott, private investor and technical analyst, the trader at the Investors Chronicle. How are you today, Nicole?
I'm fine, and it's Thanksgiving, and the markets are hopefully going to be dead quiet today and tomorrow. This is what I'm hoping for.
Well, actually, I disagree with you about tomorrow, because we were talking about this earlier. Black Friday is usually tend to be a historically bullish day for stocks. Tomorrow might be different, but historically it's been that way.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for stocks in the shops. Stock levels in the retail department stores.
No, S&P usually rallies on the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know why, but it just...
Yeah, they're always gung-ho on the, on the July the 4th, the market, run-up to that. They're always gung-ho on these big, big
sort
events.
Patriotic sort of...
Let's buy. you brought in the bonds today, which is probably the most interesting area of the market at the moment. Intriguing, rather.
Well, it's certainly got its skates on, and I've brought in my first chart is the yield on benchmark US 10-year. It's a weekly chart going back to the beginning of 2008, and you've got that first trend line, which we hit yesterday. The second trend line above there, that's a more interesting one, I think, is... since October 2007, 1987. Ah! So that upper line is the trend since October 1987.
Are these the yields or is this the actual...
Yield.
Oh, the yield.
This
okay.
is yield. Okay. Yeah, this is yield. And so you can see that the backup over the last 2 weeks has been very, very sharp, allegedly caused by Mr. Trump and his politics. It is the sharpest backup we've seen since 2013, which was bigger, and that was caused by the taper tantrum. Now, making front page news, all the rest of it, but what I'd like to remind you is, A, in 2013 it hit that trend line, and as you can see, not only retreated, but then actually made a new record low. So the fact that you've backed up sharply is neither here nor there. We've done it before. It does not necessarily mean that the 30-year bond yield moved lower and bond
this is, I mean,
bull market.
We were talking about this earlier, like a reflation trade. And people hoping that Trump is going to change the whole the system back to normality, let's say. But we've been here before with Mr. Abe in Japan as well. That we had you had all that excitement with his three arrows, and then nothing
well, they all sort of missed their target.
Exactly.
I mean, technically, what we've seen here is a retracement, a 61% retracement. That's that red horizontal of the move down from 2013. So you're well within technical parameters. You're well below the first trend line. You're on the first trend line, well below the second trend line. And what I'd like to say is be careful what you wish for, because from September to October 1987, where that line starts, yields did exactly this. They backed up from a then low of 7% to hit a spike at 10%. And then we know what happened, don't we? The stock market crashed because it couldn't afford it. It couldn't take that sort of backup in yields. So that was a 3% move. Now we've had a move from record low 1.32% to 2.4%. That's almost a doubling of yields. Because this is what happens when you've got these titchy little numbers.
How do we know what the crash point would be?
I mean, we don't know it. Well, I'm not suggesting there's a crash.
I'm just saying if it goes to 3% or 3.5% or 4%, then obviously the stock market could do that.
Absolutely, because it can't afford it. Because the world is awash with debt. And the economic growth is, quite frankly, not there. The inflation is not there to wipe out your debt or to shrink it, shall we say. So, therefore, the very tiniest changes in your calculations will make you go bankrupt. I mean, that's it. And then, of course, it'll hit immediately the banks. And we're back to where we were 10 years ago.
Much difference to Royal Bank. But should we go on to the...
Sure. The next one. Now... again, the media is very sloppy these days, and they go, oh, yields are going up, yields are going up, yields are going up. Well, hang on a minute. Let's look at what's what. So here we've got, again, the UK two-year yield going back to the beginning of 2014, a weekly chart. You can see that we're well below the downtrend. And while we have backed up a widgy little bit from a record low, I mean, we've stopped at the Fibonacci 38% retracement. And quite frankly, give or take, this paper is yielding 15 basis points, record low. Okay, we're just about record low, give or take. And so you haven't seen a massive backup in yields at all. But what you have done is you've seen them go from 15 basis points to 30. So that too is a doubling of yield. But it's because you're trading at rock bottom, so even the tiniest little things. I mean, I would suggest here that there's absolutely no case to suggest that either the Bank of England is thinking of raising rates or the market is expecting them to raise. What you have seen is a bit of a steepening in the yield curve, yes indeed, where 10-year gilts have gone from a record low 50 basis points to 150. But their chart looks very much like the Treasury bond, note one I've just shown you.
Well, we're just out of time, but let's have a quick look at the...
And this is the delightful Schatz, the German two-year benchmark. Again, going back to the beginning of 2014, you've got the trend line, you've got the clouds, you've got the moving averages, you've got a relentless 45-degree angle pointing south. And what happened yesterday is that we hit a new record low yield for this paper at minus 74 basis points. That's way beyond the ECB's target rate.
What is that, in your view, historically, when it breaks such a key low level? Do you see further continuation, or do you actually think that's more likely to be a false break and result into maybe a rally back to the mean, like a reversion back to the mean?
No, if we close below that level, that horizontal level I've drawn in there, right, then you're definitely going further south. It's a continuation pattern. If I close inside it tonight, tomorrow, sure, which I could well do, then it means that you're just going to hold a bit longer,
yeah,
at current levels. And allegedly, the reason that we've dropped down there is that there's a shortage of adequate collateral. And this is obviously adequate collateral for the ECB. And there's a shortage going on. So suddenly the ECB woke up yesterday and says, oh, we'll help you out, banks. We'll get something done. Because the reason is that we're coming up to financial year end. In Europe, as in the States, it's December. You close your books in December. And as a banker, the last thing you do is muck around with anything during the month of December. Okay, whatever's done is done. And you want to crystallise it at that point.
I don't do much the rest of the year either. But Nicole Elliott, private investor and technical analyst, thank you very much for coming in today.